politicians are burning up the airwaves with the recriminations, blame, criticisms. Leaders in both the Republican and Democratic parties are starting to lay the groundwork for where they're going to put blame should we get to a government shutdown. And it looks like the chances for that are going up. Take a listen here to comments from both House Republican leader Eric Cantor and Democratic whip Steny Hoyer.
So if the government ends up in a shutdown because Democrats refuse to come off their defense of every dollar and cent of federal spending, then the shutdown will be on their hands.
If one side takes the position that unless you do it our way and solely our way, there will be no action, I see a gridlock, a confrontation, a very negative situation.
And joining us now, Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick. Okay, Todd, that sounds like they're preparing to blame each other. But is there blame on one particular party? I mean, is the Republicans or the Democrats or either one of them the big obstacle?
I'm going to tell you in a minute that the answer is yes to both, but really the blame is not on the Republican or Democratic Party. It's really on the Tea Party at this point and their interaction with the Republican leadership. That's what's really going on here. The tone has changed on Capitol Hill, Celeste. In the weeks we've been talking about this shutdown scenario for a while, the spending fight has been ongoing, but the tone has changed. Everyone's gone from saying, we don't want a shutdown, a shutdown's not going to happen, we're going to get an agreement, we'll compromise, to doing exactly what you just said, laying the groundwork and laying the blame, because everyone is preparing for a shutdown. They were $50 billion apart before. Now these two sides are as close as $6 billion when you take reported offers from the White House, from Speaker Boehner, and from Democrats. None of those deals are firm, but if you take all the offers that are on the table, they're only about $6 billion apart. But it's the Tea Party, Celeste. John Boehner was warned late last week that a compromise with Democrats getting to within $6 billion could cause a revolt among 50 or more Tea Party members in his caucus in the House. The two sides haven't talked money since last Thursday, I'm told, and now they have no plans to start up again. Listen to Chuck Schumer, Democrat in the Senate, on the Senate floor yesterday.
At this point, the only hurdle left to a bipartisan deal, the only obstacle in the way, is the Tea Party.
Okay, so how's the Tea Party responding? They're saying, hey, that's not fair, we're not blocking this? Or they're saying, hey, yeah, great, we're happy to be blocking this?
They're saying, hold firm, no compromise. We want to cut at least $61 billion this year right away. Not only that, they want policy riders that President Obama really, really can't sign, defunding the EPA, defunding his own health care bill, defunding Planned Parenthood, and a whole bunch of other things. This is Dave Schweikert from Arizona, a Tea Party freshman. Talked to him off the floor yesterday.
My level of frustration is about to my forehead in how unrealistic this place is about real numbers.
Now, Celeste, the Tea Party is going to have a chance to say a lot more on this. There's a Tea Party rally set for Thursday, tomorrow, on Capitol Hill. It's being put on by Tea Party Patriots, and it's called, not the Continuing Resolution, but get this, it's called Continuing Revolution. The point here is to keep the pressure on Republican leaders. Basically, as of now, it's left Speaker John Boehner with a hard, hard choice. Avoid a shutdown by cutting a deal with Democrats that dozens and dozens of Republicans will reject, and it's a compromise that the Tea Party base will basically hate. They'll call it a total betrayal. They already are, even though it hasn't happened yet. The second choice is stick with the Tea Party base, go to the mat, have a shutdown, and roll the dice and risk the political consequences of being held responsible by voters for a shutdown. There's only a couple of days left, and as one Democratic aide said, Republicans have already told Democrats not to expect any moves, any negotiations until the Tea Party leaves town. They don't want to offend them while they're here on Capitol Hill with any talks of a deal.
All right. Well, I know that there's certain things that are really upsetting, especially Tea Party representatives. But, you know, let me just ask you, is there any sign that the Tea Party themselves recognize that some of their demands can't happen? I mean, the president is not going to defund the Environmental Protection Agency.
Right. Right now, the Tea Party is based on ideological purity, Celeste. That's the most interesting thing about this movement. As they're young on Capitol Hill, they have not learned to compromise. They don't feel any need to compromise. They are elected largely on opposition to Barack Obama. They are elected on changing the culture in Washington. If it causes a shutdown, if it causes normal ways of doing business to go by the wayside and to fail, Many of them think that that's just fine. Many of them think that that's healthy. And that's the principle many of them are operating under. And in terms of policy, many think that the deficit and the debt is so out of control that even though we're only talking about a tiny little drop in the ocean here when it comes to the deficit, every dollar counts. The culture in Washington has to be changed. You must cut spending now, and compromising on it is just not worth it.
And one of those things, one of those drops in the bucket they're talking about is the amount of money that the Pentagon is spending with the airstrikes in Libya, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Now, we've been wondering how we're going to pay for these operations in Libya, where the money's going to come from. I spoke with Congressman Norm Dix. He's from Washington. He's the senior Democrat on the Appropriations Committee. He says the Pentagon's planning right now to pay for the operations by shuffling around some money it already has, not asking Congress for any new money that could spark a new spending fight. Here's Norm Dix yesterday.
And we're not talking about huge amounts here. We're talking about $550 million. And as our participation comes down, the amount per day will be less and less.
Right. That's assuming that this isn't an ongoing operation that lasts into perpetuity. That's the idea right now, about $550 million, they hope.
Well,
that doesn't go up.
Just listening to you, Todd, I have to say it sounds to me likely we'll get a government shutdown. If John Boehner's going to split his caucus because he won't defund EPA, the president is never going to sign anything like that. It's not going to make it through the Senate. How could we be headed for anything else other than stalemate and shutdown?
Both sides are preparing for it. The only way we avoid a shutdown right now, it seems, is if John Boehner makes that choice I talked about, which is to take major hits from a huge part of his base on the right, a major part of his political base, basically let them revolt against him and hate him for a little while, and then come back and fight another day, fight on another hill. There are big fights coming up on the debt limit, on spending for fiscal 2012, for next year, where they want to have major cuts. And then a discussion that's starting to form on entitlements, Medicare and Social Security and defense, the big heavy lift that really make a difference for the deficit, not to mention possible tax reform. Boehner may choose to take the hit now, fight another day, and then we won't get a shutdown, but he has not made that choice
yet. Is the bumper sticker, Todd, ready, fire, aim?
That's Todd Zwillick, Washington correspondent. Thanks again, Todd.
My pleasure.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.